Hey, guys.
That's right.
We want to welcome all of you out to the County Daniel Town Council meeting. Monday, December 2nd, 2024, at 6 o'clock PM. Wasatch County Service Building, Conference Room B, 55 South, 500 East, Heber City, Utah. Welcome all of you here tonight. It's good to see you guys here. We'll go ahead with agenda item number one, which is public comment. And I'm going to ask that tonight, if you have a comment, you come to the podium, you state your name, and you give your comment. And during the public hearing also, if you have a comment, I don't want a lot of chatter back and forth. I want you to come to the podium, state your name, and give your comments and what you need to. It's just a lot easier for us to do the minutes and where we get a lot of people talking back and forth. It's a little bit rough to keep the minutes and decipher what's going on. So let's go with agenda item number one, public comment. Okay, no public comment. Let's go to agenda item number two. Agenda item number two is a public hearing for Geneva Rock Annexation Parcel 09-6276. I'll call for a motion.
I'll make a motion to open the public hearing for the Geneva Rock Annexation.
Do I have a second?
Second it.
Okay. So we're in public hearing for the Geneva Rock.
We didn't vote.
Oh, sorry. Vote.
Walton, yes.
Fuller, yes.
Bennett, yes.
Pearson, yes.
Sorry about that.
Thank you, Ken.
So we're open for public comment on the Geneva Rock Annexation Parcel. So come to the podium and state your name and
my name is Bill King. I represent Geneva Rock this evening. I'm here to help answer any questions or any concerns that may be regarding the annexation of, I think it's approximately 7.95 acres into the town of Daniel. Geneva Rock's currently working to develop businesses in the town of Daniel, and this will allow the current partial overlaps in the town of Daniel and Heber. This would allow the entire project to take place within the town of Daniel.
So I had a couple quick questions. So the other half is Heber, not county, correct?
I believe so.
Okay.
No, it's
county.
It's Wasatch County.
Wasatch County.
Want to clarify that.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
And you own the parcel already?
We're in due diligence period to own the parcel.
Okay.
So who does own the parcel?
I think it's Cameron and Associates.
Okay, how is that split? What part do you own now and what part don't you own? Acreage wise?
Cameron and
the 7 acres.
Huh? Cameron and Associates owns the entire parcel.
Okay.
So we're working to subdivide some of that parcel, and that's a later item on the agenda. But initially, this one, we're just looking to annex the entire Cameron Associates in property or parcel into the town of Daniel.
The 7.95 acres?
That is correct.
Because that parcel is a lot bigger than the 7.95,
right?
That
is correct.
Okay.
So let me make sure I understand. So the question is an annexation, a parcel, there has hasn't been subdivided yet, so we'd only be annexing part of a parcel.
That's what it appears.
Yes. We're annexing a portion of that parcel, that is correct.
Okay. Do you know how big the whole parcel is?
The whole parcel, by the time we subdivide it, should be around 13 acres, I believe.
So it's bigger than that now?
Correct.
That, so just out of curiosity, and you may not know this, but that lot that you're subdividing this out of, or wanting to annex this out of, is roughly 65 acres?
Yeah, I think maybe 72 acres.
72 acres.
That I have on here.
Okay.
I mean, give or take, but that's what I have written down.
And it used to be known as the Erickson Foundation property. Is that?
That I'm not familiar with. All I know is we've been working with Cameron and Associates.
With Cameron and Associates.
That is correct.
Okay.
So if I'm not mistaken, that fronts, or whatever you want to call the front anyway, that goes as clear to 3,000 South.
It does. So it would, right there by Joe Witt's garage or
right,
shed right there. It runs from there all the way up to Airport Road.
All clear to Airport Road?
I believe it pretty much well runs all the way up to there.
That is correct.
So
I mean, if you look at the map that's right here, that pretty much well runs from 3,000 South all the way up through and ties in probably, I'm guessing, by where Wasatch County's garbage facility is right now, the ones that they bought from Eric and Chris Anderson.
So when you purchase property, if and when you do purchase the property, is there an annex road already in play, and road already in place off of that property that exits to Airport Road through the north end of that property?
There will be an easement along the property to the west that'll access into Airport Road.
Okay.
But not to 3,000 South, correct?
Correct. It'll hook onto Airport Road. And then as far, I mean, when we get into other ignition use permit, I think we'll talk more about traffic plans then.
Yeah.
I think today's more just the annexation of the property. I mean, if you do have questions about traffic, we're open to discuss some of that. And again, you know, we've talked with the town council. You know, we want to place the traffic in ways that will be beneficial. And so we're open to direct the traffic as far as you guys would feel would best benefit the community.
Maybe Eric, you know, what's the disposition of Cameron and Associates with the balance of the property, and why are we not, are we just going to carve out a chunk, or?
I think if the council wants to move forward, that we should approach them and talk about bringing in that additional, 5 acres, basically.
That makes kind of more sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, we wouldn't actually need a petition to do that because we're making a peninsula smaller. And so Utah law allows that to happen without a petition, as long as the county and us agree.
Has anybody talked to them about that possibility?
We have not since this application has come.
As the public, if you guys want to say anything, come on up, state your name, and
my name is Brady Karen. We live just on the other side of where we're talking about here. Apologize, I just had a liver transplant, so for the mask. Sorry, everybody. I hate these things. But anyhow.
Say the other side of it, explain to us where your property is located.
All right, so Witt's borders Dan Brown's place there.
Okay.
And we're just on the other side of Dan. So right now we back up right to where the other concrete plant is.
To the east of Dan Brown.
To
Okay, so that's an effect on us now.
The
existing cement plant is north of you.
Yeah, just right on my north border. Now, I will say, we've worked to be good neighbors, but are we going to turn the whole Daniel into cement plants? You know what I mean? And I guess my other question is, are we talking about 70 acres of industrial here? Is that what we're talking about? 13 acres of industrial? Okay, then maybe can you explain that to me just a little bit then? Because that appears from the outside.
Eric, what is our annexation petition boundary what do we show on our map for industrial?
So that entire parcel is in the industrial zone from the county. So we're annexing that in. The part in Daniel is also industrial, but that piece that we're talking about is also industrial, and that was zoned from the county. We have not changed the zoning on any of that.
But if the 72 acres, only part of it is industrial, right?
Right.
The part that's down, comes down towards 3000 South is residential.
Roughly how many acres might that be? Any guess?
No guess.
Anyway, we're not talking about any zone changes at all tonight.
I got you. I just want to make sure I understand what we're...
Yeah, or building permits or anything else, just annexation, period. That's all we're talking about tonight.
Gotcha. All right, well, as a neighbor, I guess I would just raise that, you know, when we moved here, we loved it, and now we're slowly getting surrounded between the concrete plant that's there now, which is affecting my property value, another concrete plant there, and then especially with that rock plant getting into Heber, and so they can run that all the time. How much noise pollution are we going to have with all this stuff? So I just want to raise that voice of concern. I'm sure other people probably have some of the same concerns, but just wanted to make sure we think about all that.
While we've got you here,
yes, sir.
Because I've been conscientiously trying to, as best I can, to observe what's going on down at CMC. Mm-hmm. The other day, literally as I drove by, it looked like a bomb had blown, you know, gone off. And there was dust and just, I couldn't even see the towers on the mixer because of the dust.
Yeah.
Could you kind of weigh in on kind of what you think is, are you pleased with the way that operation is going? Is it?
Well, if I had my druthers, would it be there at all? No.
I understand that it's there,
yeah,
but they have a conditional use permit.
Yeah,
it allows them to operate based on certain conditions, and so. But we need to know. And you live there all the time. You see it all every day. What on a maybe on a scale of 1 to 10, though, how would you rate their operation?
Well, I will say this: if we have raised a complaint with them, they've taken care of it.
Okay.
So I will say I think they've made a good effort. For us. Now that might not be the same with everybody else. But as far as us.
I'm his wife.
Yeah,
sometimes there's more dust than other times. Like when the beeping was going on, they changed it so that it was like a buzz instead of a loud beeping. You know,
at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Right.
And they can hear more than we, you know, if they can hear, like, we're right, our bedroom's practically right there.
Yeah.
But
now that being said, we have to turn on fans and noise and stuff at night.
A lot.
Because otherwise they're starting at 4:30 in the morning, which I understand that's how cement works.
Yeah.
You know, but I will say they are better with their lights than the other plant that's over there who won't. I mean, every time you try to look across the valley, you get blinded. But, yeah, so I mean, as far as we go, like I said, I know there's other people
that
can say a lot.
Like the other one does.
There's been a time or two where they've done jackhammering like at night or early morning, and we're like, hey, you know, we can't do that. And they've been pretty good. I think, you know, some of the workers probably don't know the rules. But, I mean, we've already got one. Do we need more? I guess that's...
I see that they have huge piles of spent concrete. That is recycled concrete.
Right.
So what do they do with that?
That was part of their plan. I'm trying to remember what they said.
Well, they said they were going to have, like, a washout deal. Remember?
Yeah.
I mean, this is... huge piles of big blocks of concrete, you can tell it's been used and set out there, and I'm just wondering if they're going to run that through a recycle plant or a grinder, or...
That's a good question.
I really don't, maybe you know the answer.
They got a crusher over there as we're speaking. I drove by the other day. That's what they're going to do with it. They'll crush it, turn it into road base, and put it back down under roads.
How loud's that gonna be?
I was over there today and it didn't seem like it was really loud, but there was a lot of dust coming off of it. And me being in the industry, I know that, yeah, they were against air quality today.
I took the liberty to take my white truck and park it down right next to the fence on the east side of their property. And I left it there for a full day because I wanted to see what the truck was gonna look like after I went and retrieved it. Any guesses what my truck looked like?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we're the same way.
Well, and they have their big trucks. It looks like a milk truck sometimes, but it's their chemical truck. And Google sends them down our road. So they come down and they have to go clear down into Dan's area, into my, you know, down by my house, back up into our house and onto our land and turn around. So they get on our hay, turn around and come back out. I'm like, it's not that hard to see that this is residential.
So I guess.
And I know that was one complaint that was made by the Browns that, hey, can you guys put a sign or something up at our road that tells them don't come down here? And I know they didn't do that. They wouldn't put up a sign.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Does Dan screed dirt down in his area where he conducts his business?
As far as.
Does he screen dirt?
Screen it a little bit.
Does he make dust down there also?
I mean, you can't have dirt not make some dust, right?
Okay. I'm just curious.
Yeah.
But, I just throw that out there. And the other thing is I'm going to bring this back into, we're here for Geneva Rock. We're not here talking about CMC tonight. If you want to talk about CMC, we could have done that in public comment, or we'll put an agenda item on for that. I appreciate the comments, but we're not really here to pick apart CMC tonight.
Hey, and I didn't start that.
I know you didn't.
I did.
While
he was here, I wanted to take advantage of a neighbor to see if we do need to put it on the agenda.
Yep.
So
I appreciate that.
I appreciate his candor and his willingness to participate.
Yeah, we just don't want another cement plant to add to it and make Daniel a junkyard.
Correct.
Everybody's crap.
Correct.
That's the big thing is we already have one. That doesn't mean we need more.
So I'm going to make one other comment here also while we're here. And that would be that you realize that part of that parcel is in the county also.
Yep.
That was the problem last time.
Same issue this time as we had last time. And I think we've learned some things, but there's a grave possibility or a possibility that if we deny this, it's just going into the county anyway.
Right.
I just want to make you guys aware of that.
And then,
which makes sense, but if it's something that is going to happen no matter what, then maybe there's something that can be positive for the residents of Daniel. If they're going to come in and cause this kind of stuff, how about they pay a little extra, we pay a little less taxes, you know, something. Make it better for us.
I have to ask you, Do you believe in planting big trees? What? Not this kind.
You're talking for like the landscape buffer?
Yes.
We are open to work with the town of Daniel on the landscape
buffer. Well, Bingley's have big trees. And it makes it a hell of a lot easier, than this size.
Sure.
And you look like you like gardening and you could plant them. Is that a deal?
I can say we will work with the town of Daniels to make sure that we provide a landscape buffer adequate for the residents of the town. I do also, you guys were asking about a map that showed the industrial zone. I do have one if you guys want to look at it. I can show
you can pass that around to public too.
Okay. I kind of marked that.
All right, where are we?
So if you look here, this is Wasatch County that's zone industrial, and then you can see
basically
this is
half and half.
Yeah.
The piece and our that comes industrial in. Goes all over there.
That is correct. That brown or gray hatched area there.
And so but this is the part you're purchasing.
I'm
purchasing all the way to there.
That is correct.
So who will own this little
sliver? It's the Cameron and Associates.
Cameron and Associates will own all of that.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So, I just wanted to mention one thing.
based on what the mayor just said, I think our job up here is to figure out, does it best serve and best protect the residents of our town to annex it in or to not annex it in? For us to have some control over what happens there, we'll let the county have all the control over what happens there. That's, to me, that's what the, where the decision comes in, and that's what we need to figure out.
And had we known that last time, that would have helped us, you know, be a little bit, I guess, more willing or understanding. Like, if you guys can have more power and control and keep things better for us, then that's very helpful. Then the county, who probably just really doesn't care about us.
Part parcel of that discussion, though, is tied to water delivery. The county does not have any access to any water. So the only way that they're going to get access to some water is either in the town of Daniel or in the town of Heber City, or the city of Heber. The county has no water there. So irregardless, they need water. And it comes as part of the condition of the annexation. I mean, it's why they're annexing into a town and not staying in the county.
So if they don't get into Daniel, will they annex into Heber?
I don't know that. I don't know the answer to that.
No, that property's, well, they could. They could go to Heber City and annex into Heber, and even if it stays the way it is, they could go to Heber City and
get water.
Okay. Where does American Eagle set? Is it in the county or Heber City?
It's Heber City.
That's in Heber City.
Heber City.
So the water's not far from it.
Right, it's pretty much well there.
I'd love to hear from the Planning Commission on their thoughts, if they feel like sharing during public comment.
So I have, I have a letter right here. Okay, this is a letter from the Planning Commission who reviewed this a few weeks ago. And this is dated November 30th, 2024, regarding the recommendation from planning regarding the Geneva Rock annexation of parcel number 09-6276. It says, Dear Mayor Kohler and Daniel Town Council, on November 20th, 2024, the Town of Daniel Planning Commission held a legally noticed public hearing for the Geneva Rock annexation of parcel 09-6276. Following the discussion, the Planning Commission voted unanimously to recommend the annexation to the Town Council. The vote of the present Planning Commissioners was unanimous. Absent from the vote were Commissioners Skinner and Bangeter. Chairperson Waite did not need to vote, as there was no tie to break. And so two commissioners were absent from that meeting. The rest of them voted unanimously to approve that annexation. So
Eric, everybody surrounding this parcel within a certain distance received a letter basically alerting them to this annexation.
Yeah, so the law states 300, we sent 500 feet.
Good. Okay, thank you.
As well as all, and all.
You got a letter, right?
And all.
Good place to check.
All of the. I sent it to all of the jurisdictions, all of the municipalities and the special districts, even ones that didn't order it. So the school district got one, the fire district got one,
which is required by law.
Exactly. But so many letters went out,
and we do appreciate that. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. It's the law, but you're welcome.
Thank you.
Curious.
Okay,
so this is really Planning Commission, but my thought is one, we annex, we have some control over it. Two, it has to benefit the town, and so I kind of stuck on, you know, what are we getting as far as sales tax revenue from CMC? And that's been an issue with it going the wrong places and some things, but we'll actually get more sales tax revenue from CMC than we collect in property taxes in the town in a year. And so there is a financial benefit to the town, and, you know, if the town's going to absorb the impacts, there needs to be a financial benefit, and it appears there would be. I mean, this is only talking about the taxation, and there's a lot of work still to do on the rest of it, but just kind of my thoughts. And like I say, I didn't vote on it, but those were my thoughts after going through those meetings and through that process.
Thank you, Gary. Any other comments? Pop, you know, we're here to hear whatever that you have to say.
Do you use a water truck very often?
We are required to use a water truck as needed, right? That's how the state code regulates.
So if I raise a flag, it will be every day, and you'll look down there and say, oh, we need a water truck, right?
Absolutely. Well, we will do our best to use the water truck.
I'm sorry.
Oh, it's a great question. So, I mean, I don't know what more talking kind of condition used for it, but there are dust standards or requirements that the state of Utah requires us to comply with. We go into opacity or the, you know, dust that potentially could be the property. We have to keep it within certain parameters or requirements that are required by the state.
Thanks.
Yes.
Sorry. I'm Pam Skinner. I am on the Planning Commission, but I'm speaking as a resident of Daniel. None of us want this kind of stuff in their backyard. I certainly don't. I understand that. But it's already zoned industrial. We're not changing that. And I really believe if it's in the town, we do have some control over whatever control we can have. Obviously, the state has guidelines. They have to follow those. But it sounds like, we'll see, they're very willing to work with us. So maybe we could get more help for you guys who are unfortunately impacted a lot more than I am, because I live a little further away than you do. So my personal opinion is that it sounds like a good deal for the town of Daniel. Plus, money is always good. We might as well get the money other than Heber City and or Wasatch County. And maybe we'll get to supply the water too. So that's a win-win also. Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye.
Anybody else?
No, my own, yeah, my only concern is the dust levels. Like, I'm breathing it and I have autoimmune issues. And I don't, you know, having to live with it, and at 4 a.m. getting woke up from beeping and clanging, and I don't have air conditioning. My windows are open all night long, and that's all I heard all summer long was beep, 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 clang, 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 which apparently we can't do anything about. But a lot of times I don't get to sleep till 2 a.m., and at 4 I'm not a happy camper.
Julie Gibbons, for your record.
Yeah.
Thanks, Julie.
One of the greatest ladies on the planet.
Great lady.
Yeah, you know, we see what is evidently coming down the turnpike, but we're just dealing with this one issue with them. There are three other items on the agenda with that same property, and we're getting into an area here now that where do we say, or what do we do as a town to somehow mitigate the effects of the noise and the dust that comes from this type of operation within our town? You know, you can say, okay, I've seen it happen with a number of businesses down and in that area, and they say, oh yeah, we can take care of that and we can do that. But in reality, it's too late when they decide to do something. The dust is there, the dirt's there, the people are sick, can't breathe. And so I, as sitting on the town council, I am now beginning to wonder that there is some way that we could mitigate that. I mean, even though you say you're going to hold it down and do that, but some kind of barrier or something. You know, when they build highways in the cities, they put sound barrier fences up and do things like that. When Bingley's took over down there on the highway, they made them put the berm in, they put everything in the hole, and that mitigated some of the noise and stuff, and you didn't know it was there. And it's, so that's my concern on where we're going with this. I understand we can use the revenue and stuff, but our citizens is our number one concern.
For sure. And I know we're talking about the annexation, but we're kind of talking about jumping into the future a little bit with maybe the conditional use permit, potentially, but we have been working with the town of Daniel on landscape buffers requirements that they will require us to put on the south end of that property just for that purpose. Right now, the design is something that the town of Daniel has provided to us to follow. I think potentially is it in your code that requires what these look like, or maybe they've just given us the version that they used for the other companies that are in the area. But again, we're open to create that berm to help reduce the sound. Again, I believe also there is talk of limiting, like if you're chipping in the barrel, what time of day, to make sure that it's during certain hours, and we're aware of that.
Thanks.
I'm Marini. There's a berm behind CMC between us, and then they were supposed to put trees every so far, and they put teeny tiny Charlie Brown trees, and the berm does nothing. So really there's the landscaping and the berm and the trees. The trees are like every, 28 feet apart?
Something like that.
And they're just teeny tiny little Charlie Brown trees. And they got a super deal on them. And so, well, in maybe 30 years, we're gonna have some protection.
So, with that in mind, we'll work with the town of Daniel on what the trees they require. So they spec us out the size. I mean, you can spec out the size of the tree. And we'll work with you guys to make sure that it's ample for what you guys need.
Well, yeah, just one thing, and again, I know this isn't where we're going yet, but just to raise a red flag, what we currently have is definitely not good enough. So, if you know what I mean? We've got to make some changes, and definitely, if it's something new, definitely not better than what we have now.
Yeah, and I really sympathize with you because where I live on Daniel Road, when they're doing the washout or whatever they're doing with the big front end loader and they're dumping and they're banging the thing, I can hear it clear up to my house.
Yeah.
And I see the dust and it.
And he does this, he bangs
yep,
it to get
that's
it all
exactly
out.
Right.
Like,
I don't know how, you know, to try to mitigate that issue to the point that it makes it better for all concerned, but it's definitely something that needs to be addressed and needs to be controlled, whichever way you want to do it. So that's my concern with the whole aspect of it.
Thank you.
So do you run it the same as CMC does?
I'm not sure.
The way, like, the chemicals are all contained?
Everything has to be
inside so that the chemicals never hit outside and those kind of things.
Well, again, I'm sure we'll go over this type of stuff at a different public hearing.
Correct.
Yep.
I do think it's really important before this annexation occurs, though, that the developer understand in advance so that they know what they're getting into. Okay, we annex this land. We don't even own it, but we annex the land, and we're just really not sure what this all means. I think it's helpful to have this discussion up front. Yes, we're just talking about an annexation. But if we all sit here, fat and unhappy, thinking, well, let's go ahead and with the annexation, great. But then the developer thinks, well, maybe that's the major check in the box. And I think it's important for him, and maybe we need to get CMC back in here again to have some frank discussions. Because I think in the long run, it just makes for better relationships. if he goes out of here thinking, well, I just think it's very important for Granite to know exactly what they're getting themselves in for.
I mean, in the annexation, that's a stepping stone, right?
It's a stepping stone, that's right. It's the major stepping stone. Without the annexation, nothing occurs.
Well, nothing occurs in Daniels.
Right.
That's right.
Just one last thought is, we're talking about this, is just that, what do we want Daniel to be? Because if we keep going on the course we're going on now, we're the industrial stepchild for Heber. And that kind of seems to be where everything's going, so.
Which is sad, because it's right. The last of the ag,
So if is that what we want to be, or do we want to be an industrial area for the rest of the valley? Because once we bring this in and we do all these other things, then those of us that live there now, I mean, what does that leave for us? We have to try to then turn our land into industrial land, and so we can try to move someplace where we don't have to be surrounded by all this stuff. So what do we want Daniel to be?
We don't want the sewer system, okay? I'm not for that one, okay?
This piece of property is zoned industrial, and so the town of Daniel has already done their due diligence. They've already zoned this piece for this type of use. It's already been, gone through your studies for your planning, and so we believe we are using this piece of property that's within the town of Daniel according to what the town of Daniel wants.
Okay. Any other comment before I call for a motion?
Thank you.
Harry?
I just wanted to point out that this is in our general plan, that this area, it does speak to this area as a buffer zone between the airport and residents. That's what this was set up to do. That general plan is redone every 5 years. And so that continues, and you should base your decision looking at that general plan and what that plan did for the town. So when these questions come up, what do you want the town to look like? That's when that gets put together, is in that general plan.
But it didn't require an annexation to get to, right?
What's that?
To get industrial property didn't require an annexation. We already have some.
Yes.
Industrial property.
Yes.
But.
Exclusive of this.
Yes.
Yes, right.
Before we become a town, that was already industrial.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Right.
So we as a town did not move to make that area industrial. We took on what we got in the town boundaries because of what the county had already zoned, or the city, I guess in this case it was the county.
Yeah.
So to say that the town is the one that created the industrial zone is not true.
Yeah, but the town has not changed it.
Right, right.
And so that's what I mean. Our general plan talked to those areas, and that should guide your decisions as you do these decisions on land use in the town. You should be looking at the general plan and those things that the planning and the citizens have worked on. And if it's not what we want, we should change it. But that's what we have.
And right now in the plan, there's no buffer between industrial and residential.
There's not.
That's the hang up here.
Sorry, it is industrial land, and we knew that when we bought ours. But there's a big difference between having a wood shop and Prawn Creek. There's a big, there's lots of different industrial uses that don't impact everybody around it.
For a mile radius.
Which everybody here knows, because they all hear it. Yeah. Anyhow, I'll be quiet now, but just wanted to make sure we think about that a little bit, I appreciate your comments. Thank you, sir.
We appreciate your comments. Thank you.
Yep, we do.
But I have to ask one thing. Jackson and Perkins, that they were told by the county before not to take that mountain down because there was too much soda in that mountain. And the guy that's running it now said, we don't care, and he's doing it. And then he's dug the Jackson and Purples. It's really, really deep. And every day at about 1:30, there's an earthquake in Lightville because the horses always come up. And I'm just telling you, what's going to happen if they go deeper? Is it really going to blow the earthquake down there? Or, I don't know. I'm just asking.
Are they blasting or is it an earthquake?
Well, they've had guys that have worked for that company. And when that boss, they hired another guy, they didn't like him. Okay? And so they all quit. And they were all the ones that, most of the ones that worked for Heifer. So I don't know what.
Was that Dan and Mike? Were down there? Who were the Beanley guys?
It was Justin.
Oh, Justin Beanley. He's overseas here now.
But on that note, there's a public hearing in Charleston Friday to expand that bid.
All right,
you should be aware of that.
Well, I put those down.
I'll call for a motion. If everybody's done, I'll call for a motion. Okay.
Second.
Okay, I'm sorry, I didn't. Did you make the motion?
Yes.
Okay.
To close the public hearing.
Okay.
To close the public hearing.
Gotcha.
Eric seconded.
Okay.
Call for a vote.
Walton, yes.
Kohler, yes.
Bennett, yes.
Pearson, yes.
Okay, that takes care of agenda item number two. Let's go to agenda item number three, which is the possible adoption of DO 2024-.12.02, the annexation of parcel 09-6276, the parcel that we just talked about, Geneva Rock. So, is there any further discussion at the council? If not, I'll call for a motion.
I move that we adopt DO 2024-12.02 annexation of parcel 096276.
Do I have a second? Okay, call for a vote.
Walton, no.
Kohler, yes.
Bennett, yes.
Pearson, yes.
Okay. Now, I need to ask a question right here,
okay,
real quick.
You have the ordinance.
Okay, I'm gonna read this ordinance in, and then we'll take care of another. So this is Town of Daniel, Utah Municipal Ordinance number DO 2024-12-04. Approximate date is December 2nd, 2024. The effective date, effective after publication and posting, and no later than December 31st, 2024. The short title of this is the Geneva Rock Annexation of Parcel Number 09-6276, located at 600 West, 2363 South Daniel. The purpose of this is to approve the annexation of parcel number 09-6276, located at 600 West, 2363 South Daniel. The ordinance reads, whereas in response to the request of Geneva Rock to annex parcel number 09-6276, located at 600 West, 2363 South Daniel, currently located in unincorporated Wasatch County. Geneva Rock submitted an application for an annexation of parcel number 09-6276, located at 600 West 2363 South Daniel, to the Daniel Planning Commission, which held a public hearing to accept and consider public comment on October 23rd, 2024, which was then continued to November 20th, 2024, where the Planning Commission voted to recommend the requested annexation of parcel number 09-6276, located at 600 West 2363 South, and sent the recommendation and request to the Town Council to consider the application at their December 02, 2024 Town Council meeting following a public hearing to accept public comment. Whereas the public hearing and slash hearings were properly noticed and public input was heard and considered on December 2nd, 2024. The Daniel Town Council voted to approve the annexation of parcel number 09-6276, located at 600 West 2363 South Daniel, in accordance with the Town of Daniel General Plan and Land Use Plan, which allows industrial development in the industrial zone, which serves as a buffer between the residential area and the Heber City Airport. Therefore, be it ordained by the Daniel Town Council of Daniel, Utah, approved the Geneva Rock annexation of parcel number 09-6276, located at 600 West 2363 South Daniel, and approved the Daniel zoning map be amended to reflect the new designation, the Geneva Rock annexation of parcel number 09-6276, located at 600 West 2363 South Daniel. Okay, while they're signing this, and I don't see this on the agenda, but I know that we were going to put this on the agenda. Marcia Birch.
It's in his report.
Oh, it's in your report?
Yeah, it'll be on the bottom of the planning report.
Okay.
And so, they have a copy of it.
Right.
And they have a copy of the pictures.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure that we hadn't missed that.
No.
And that's a ways down this agenda. But we'll go through this relatively quick, because I think the rest of this will go relatively quick. So let's go to agenda item number 4, which is set a public hearing for a small subdivision, for the small subdivision application from Geneva Rock for parcel number 09-6276. And so I'll call for a motion on that item.
Can I ask your question first, or do you want me to wait for discussion?
Go ahead and ask
the question. The question is, do we legally have to do public hearings immediately when they're requested, or can we delay and do more research first?
Eric, address that for us.
So if you have to take action on an application, you can continue that application until you are satisfied with the questions that you have. You have to take action
because I don't want to rush into these things. I think we need to take some time, make sure we're doing it right.
Yeah, and you should.
Okay.
And Kim, when did you send the letters to the other public entities?
For the annexation?
Yes.
Before the public hearing?
Before the Planning Commission public hearing? Or before this public hearing? Before.
No. The one in October. They were sent in October.
And nobody responded back in opposition from the public entities to the annexation.
There were a couple people that had questions, but there was.
But no public entity, the county, Heber City, the school district, anybody else, nobody.
No, they didn't even contact
nobody,
me.
Okay. I don't know whether there's so many days that they get to respond back. know what that is?
They haven't told the public.
I mean, from the time the public hearing is...
announced.
How far in advance of the public hearing did they receive their notice?
So that letter went out in...
October.
Yeah, before, 14 days before the October meeting, so very first of October.
And it was in the paper, and it was on the Utah Public Notice, and it was on our website.
Legitimately, the only entities that have a right to oppose the annexation are those Wasatch County, because it's in their jurisdiction, Heber City, because it borders it, and obviously anybody else within a certain radius. And I just wanted to make sure that we have not heard back from any public entity in opposition to this annexation. Thank you.
Any other questions or comments? Okay, so I'll go back and I'll call for a motion on meeting agenda number 4.
To subdivide this parcel.
No, it's to set the public hearing.
To set
public
a public hearing.
Set a public hearing for
set,
the
set
small.
Set a public hearing for the small subdivision application for this parcel.
Yep.
There is a public hearing for the Planning Commission already set for the 20th of December.
20th of December.
Yes.
Okay. I kind of agree with Eric. I would really like to see that, make sure that we give ourselves ample time to do as much homework as we need to do. But did you have a time in mind? Were you thinking the next meeting?
I'm just calling for a motion. If you make the motion to continue, then we'll continue it. If you make the motion to schedule it, then we'll schedule it. I'm calling for a motion.
We need to set the hearing for the small subdivision application. I'll move that we set that public hearing for the small subdivision application.
That it would be in January now.
January now. Is that enough for time, Eric? Okay, February.
No, I'd like to continue for like 3 months.
Okay, so we're in December now. December, January, February. Is it February?
Do we have to set a date, or can we continue it and in a couple of months decide to set a date?
So the correct way to do that is set the public hearing, have the public hearing, and continue it from that point as much time as you need.
Okay, so we have to set the public hearing now.
That would be the correct procedure.
For January.
Correct.
It's the 6th.
The 6th of January.
Yep.
So that's part and parcel of my motion that we set the public hearing on the 6th of January. The small subdivision application.
Okay.
Makes sense.
Do I have a second?
For one summer. I'll second it.
Okay, we'll call for a vote.
Walton, yes.
Kohler, yes.
Bennett, yes.
Pearson, yes.
Okay. Let's go to agenda item number 5. Set a public hearing for the conditional use permit application for Geneva Rock, parcel number 09-6276.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but we don't need to set that in public hearing under a specific time date.
For the
conditional use permit.
Yeah, you are required, if the application's in, to take action on the application.
Within
30 days.
30 days.
And so, they also have a public hearing set for the Planning Commission.
Of course they do.
The 20th, right? Of December?
The 18th.
The 18th
of
December?
18th. Say the wrong. I'm sorry. Said the wrong day.
December 18th is that planning commission meeting.
Yeah. So we'll comment. Not only the small subdivision, but the conditional use permit are both on your agenda for the 18th.
Yes. And that doesn't mean you have to make, or we have to, or you have to make a decision.
No,
but I understand. That way you can get the public's input, which is important to that decision, you know, before you do, you know. So it really doesn't matter if that happens first. You know, if you get enough that you know you're ready to, you know, make a decision. Otherwise, if you don't have input, do the research and make a decision.
Okay, so any other comments, questions up here on the council? So I'll call for a motion on agenda item number 5.
Okay, I'll make a motion that we hold a public hearing for the conditional permit application for Geneva Rock on January, at our January 6th meeting.
I'll second that.
Okay, call for a vote.
Walton, yes.
Blotter abstain.
Kohler, yes.
Ben, yes.
Pearson, yes.
Okay, let's go to agenda item number 6. Set a public hearing for the Houston zone change application for January 6th, 2025, parcel number 20-4498. And I guess I set the date, but let's have some discussion on that. If there's discussion, that's the meeting that it would be set in. Any comments about that?
What was the recommendation of the planning commission, Gary?
We haven't had the public hearing.
We
haven't had any of these on the rest of the agenda.
Okay.
Scheduled for December.
Just scheduled.
We're going to be up all night, right?
Yep. There'll be a preview of what you guys get.
Yeah, and you get it in January.
Mayor?
Yes, sir.
I make a motion that we set a public hearing date of January 6th for the Houston annexation application, parcel 20-4496.
It's a zone change.
Our zone change. Excuse me.
It's 9-8.
9-8.
Okay. Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, call for a vote.
Walton, yes.
Blotter, yes.
Kohler, yes.
Bennett, yes.
Pearson, yes.
Okay. Let's go to agenda item number 7, which is set a public hearing for Drew Riley zone change application on parcel number 20-43-84, January 6th. I left that out. So, have you got any questions, or I'll call for a motion.
I move to set a public hearing for Drew Riley's own change on parcel number 20-4384.
I second it.
For January 6th.
That's what I said.
Okay, thank you. Second?
Second it.
Call for a vote.
Walton, yes.
Blotter, yes.
Kohler, yes.
Bennett, yes.
Pearson, yes.
Okay, let's go to agenda item number 8. Which is set a public hearing for the Drew Riley zone change application. For January 6th, 2025, or 2025.
It says 24, but it should be 25.
Oh, parcel, sorry.
Yep, parcel number 20-4385. So there's two different parcels there.
I move to set the public hearing for the Drew Riley's own change for parcel 20-4385 for January 6th.
Second.
Okay. Call for a vote.
Walton, yes.
Blotter, no. I think too busy.
Kohler, yes.
Bennett, yes.
Pearson, yes.
Okay. Let's go to agenda item number 9. Which is the conditional use permit for the development agreement with Jason Beveridge, 3199 South Everidge Circle. And you should have a copy of that in your packet.
In your packet, there's an example of what originally was drawn up but never signed. Then I took that document, made a template, so you have a copy of that for future. Then using what was put together from 2021. I put Jason and the development company in there. But you haven't looked at it. This is not the council that agreed to the 2021 one or helped, you know, help prepare them.
Was it approved in 2021? Was the conditional use permit approved?
Do you want to explain what it is?
So I was going to just say, let's go to Eric on this and let's let Eric.
Just the gate access?
It is.
Yes.
Gate access.
Yeah, so you have two of them in there, Eric. One of them's current and all of them. So I don't have in my records a signed document in the records that was never completed.
What do the minutes say?
The same. It was continued for a couple of meetings and then
April 5th, 2021, and then the following meeting when I presented, it was approved.
The minutes show that it was approved?
Yeah. They should, and I've got it on the Mylar as well from Ryan Taylor. So but I just think we missed some paperwork, to be honest.
The paperwork never got.
Correct. So we don't, so it's coming before you as a council to redo this agreement, however you see fit for this agreement. This is a template of what we did. So I've given the applicant the opportunity to produce that, and he just filled out a new application. He's ready to move forward.
I understand all of that. But okay. The previous town council, according to you, and the minutes reflect that, I'm assuming, that there was a vote taken and the conditional use permit was approved. But it just didn't get recorded, or there's not a document that reflects that.
I didn't get a copy of the document because I signed it, turned it in, it went to the county, went on the Mylar, and, you know, I signed the Mylar, but I never got a copy of it, any of it.
Do we have a copy of those minutes?
I didn't know that it was on minutes. I was
April 5th, 2021 was when it was presented to the council, and then I came back, I think it was the following month, presented the plan, gave, showed illustrations.
Yeah, let's see if we can find some minutes.
So April 5th, 2021, you'll see the minutes.
I want to see a vote, not just the minutes, but I want to see a vote taken by the town council.
Yeah, I mean, I was here for the vote, too.
I'm sorry, I didn't.
So that's why we decided just to do it this way, was get it done and get him out moving forward. He's ready to move forward.
I mean, the gate's
We're waiting on an inspection.
We're waiting on an 18-inch trench that goes from the transformer to a power meter.
Right. Well, this should be easy to resolve.
It's a school, isn't it?
This the hospital, well, the old hospital, it's the county building. I think you have to have a code to get on the access.
It's going
to
take me a few minutes. Yeah, you'll see the original minutes April 5th, 2021. I've got it here. And then, like I said.
Have you got a copy of that?